Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You remember just how upset President Biden was about being asked or having to talk about his late son, Beau, in the Robert Hur special counsel interviews. Well, it turns out he brought it up, evidently. But there was a lot of indignation, wasn't there, right after that report came out? And again, folks, I hate to tell you, it's all part of the show. It's all part of the illusion. It's all part of the, you know, showing the righteous indignation, everything to deflect about what we are now seeing and what actually transpired in that interview and now what America is talking about, because it is now being shown to really be deteriorating, Joe Biden's condition, that is. Very, very sad, of course. And, of course, so, folks, we're going to tell you about that on the program this morning. We're also going to tell you more about what happened in Kansas City, a terrible tragedy there. Also, what is the brewing national security issue that is now captivating Capitol Hill, especially Speaker Mike Johnson. We have an audio clip from him as well. So, folks, this morning is Thursday, of course. Thursday morning edition is upon us, and it is going to be chock full as always. We're glad that you're there, glad to be here. Don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, or a question or comment, for any of our, guests as we move through the program. And by the way, we just heard, from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good evening, Mr. Kyle. It's 47 degrees and rain. Well, yes, I see the rain is starting to come in. He says, I hope we have a better day to day tomorrow than today. I hope so, too. He says, ready and waiting for the show, Semper Fi Richard. Well, again, Semper Fi to you, Richard. Appreciate it very, very much. And, you know, we've got a few more days here of sunshine in Southern California, but as we start heading into the weekend, I think Northern California will start up more in earnest, and then also Southern California, another atmospheric river coming in, looks like Monday, as far as the predictions are right now, for another few days, and I don't want to see another atmospheric river, I think, ever at this point, but it is what it is, and we'll ride it out again. But folks, one of the things that we are riding out, of course, in this country is the vast division that is there. One of the things I think that the American people can start agreeing on, number one, is that the border crisis is, in fact, a crisis. It should be being handled in a very practical way, but of course what is happening is the politics have taken over. I saw a report earlier today about how the Republicans, and by the way, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre over at the White House press briefing room, Karine Jean-Pierre keeps telling us how the Republicans, they just get in the way, right? The Republicans are just in the way of everything. Well, this report I saw, it was just a straight news report, at least it was supposed to be, but it talked about how the Republicans, you know, were looking to make this a political issue, and they did not want to go for the compromise to actually get something done at the border because it didn't go far enough. And folks, you know, I just thought what was omitted from that report was just volumes of information, and the implication was that somehow, some way, this is really just sort of haggling over some minor details and just not going far enough. So, you know, we just don't want to have anything, and we're just going to spite everybody by not actually agreeing to anything, when in reality, these loopholes and all these things that happen with this bill that was proposed in the Senate would be a catastrophe for the United States. I don't think it belongs in the realm of, well, we're almost there, got to tweak it a little bit, this kind of thing. And that's why I think, there was a good thing for the Republicans to actually stave off on this, because we cannot make it worse at this point. And I would throw it right back at the Democrats, as we have been doing right here on this show, my friends. Throw it right back at the Democrats and at the White House and say the president can take a lot of action and try to get us back, at least in terms of where the policies are and where they were on January of 2021 before Biden came in to office. That would be a great start. Then we can start looking at some of these nuances. Then we can actually start making this better. All right. So once again, folks, welcome to the program this morning, Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you. And as I said, we do have an awful lot to tell you about. We're going to talk about this national security issue here, probably on the other side, into the next segment. But first, of course, NBC News reporting at least one killed in the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration, their parade. At least one person was killed, as many as 21. That number that I've heard now is at least 22 people were injured with gunshot wounds at a shooting in Kansas City, Missouri at the rally on Wednesday. 8 of the injured had immediately life-threatening injuries, 7 had life-threatening injuries, and 6 had minor injuries after the shooting, which occurred about 2 p.m. Central Time. By the way, folks, some of these victims, of course, were children. That is just absolutely terrible. You had some in the crowd that actually helped to tackle one of the assailants, we understand, and some people just acted incredibly heroically. The Chiefs, of course, putting out a statement. And we just want to say that, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone in Kansas City, everybody who's been affected by this. And what a terrible, terrible tragedy that has occurred. And we'll have more details as we go through the program this morning. And, of course, we're going to take a quick break right here. But when we come back, everybody, I'm going to tell you about this national security issue that is now emerging and much, much more. So Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you want to send us a direct message. And we are going to come right back, so don't go anywhere. Thursday edition is now officially launched.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now, let me get this straight. So, Vladimir Putin evidently is talking about Joe Biden, saying Biden is more experienced and a predictable person, a politician of the old school, he said in a recent interview, not the one with Tucker Carlson, by the way. He says, but we will work with any U.S. president who the American people have confidence in. So, by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. Thursday edition continues, and the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. Okay, so I see this quote earlier, and I'm looking at this, and then I think, well, does that mean that Putin likes Biden better? Could Putin possibly pick Joe Biden to be president? I mean, after all, he did put Trump in the White House, right? I'm being facetious, of course. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that he would say such a thing about Biden, that he's more experienced? And again, that goes right along with what Karine Jean-Pierre was telling us, how Dr. Jill was saying, well, you know, President Biden does more in 1 hour than everybody else, I guess you and me, all of us, ever do all day long. All the live long day, Joe Biden does more in 1 hour. And so I don't know. I mean, could Vladimir Putin be secretly sending a message here that he is picking Joe Biden and that he would be, just like he picked Trump? I'm just being very facetious. All right, we'll tell you more about the Putin interview and kind of what the implications are of that as we continue. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program, as I said. Okay, so let's take a look at this very interesting report that is detailed on Newsmax, and a bombshell report, basically. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Mike Turner issued an unusual cryptic statement on Wednesday, saying the committee had made available to all members of Congress information about an unspecified, quote, serious national security threat. Sources close to the ABC News report that the threat relates to Russia's plans to place a nuclear weapon in space, presumably, obviously, in Earth orbit. According to ABC, this is not to drop a nuclear weapon onto Earth, but rather to possibly use against satellites. And, you know, this concept, I think, is nothing new. Overall, we've always heard about the notion of, you know, so-called hunter-killer satellites and ways of taking out our communications. And how about this, our GPS in time of war, or in the terms of the beginning of a conflict, basically. So this concept is not necessarily anything new. But maybe the practical application thereof is, and this is what they are very, very concerned about. The network said the development is, quote, very concerning and a big deal, both quotes, very, you know, direct quotes of those terminologies. A senior congressional aide told AP he understood that the threat relates to a space-deployed Russian anti-satellite weapon that may or may not already have been deployed. Such a weapon could pose a major danger to U.S. satellites that transmit billions of bytes of data on an hourly basis. The aide, speaking on condition of anonymity, due to the sensitivity of the matter, said it was not yet clear if the Russian weapon had nuclear capability, but said that is the fear. Turner wants the White House and Pentagon to release information about the threat. Quote, I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat, Representative Mike Turner said in the statement. Turner provided no further information, and his office did not immediately respond to requests for further comment. I'm just going to pause right here, and I'm going to say something, and you know, going back to the Obama administration, and, you know, now this is perhaps not the most practical or technical way of perhaps dealing with something like this, but it seems to me, folks, that during the Obama administration, when it was decided to retire the space shuttles, that might not have been the best maneuver. Even at the time, and I realized that the space shuttles were aging, of course they were based on a previous era of technology, this kind of thing. I understand that. But I also understand that our role in space, and especially low Earth orbit, the way that where the space shuttle would go, where the satellites are and so forth, that takes away one of our fundamental capabilities of being able to go to space to deal with an issue and or to deploy something or fix a satellite or this kind of thing. So I really do think that this is a really big deal. And I remember at the time hearing information that, you know, as long as they would continue to upgrade the electronics and all this kind of stuff, the space shuttles could have flown for a long time. Now, I know that also, because of the inherent problems that we had and the terrible tragedies, it's very risky. There's no overlooking that. But at this point, how would we deal with something like that and not be able to use the space shuttles? That's just crossed my mind, basically. We'll continue with the article here. Again, requesting that all this information be out there so the allies and all can talk about it. Turner provided no further information, and his office did not immediately respond to requests for further comment. Turner's statement was released in the midst of intense debate in Congress over how the United States should be dealing with global threats from Russia and other rivals. with security hawks urging greater global involvement, and some lawmakers, most closely allied with the former Republican President Donald Trump, advocating for more America First approaches to world affairs. The Biden administration has been ramping up its criticism of House Republicans, for possibly blocking a $95 billion bill, of course, passed by the Senate for aid to Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. Of course, as we know, all that is going on. But let's head over now to Capitol Hill. Let's listen to what Speaker Johnson has to say when he came out to talk to reporters just briefly regarding this national security threat. He doesn't go into much detail, but what he says is quite interesting, again, because of the tone, the atmosphere, the tenor, and really the mysteriousness of it all. Let's listen in.
Speaker Johnson, do you have anything to say on the national security situation that Mike Turner had publicized this morning?
I do have a statement, and I'm going to be very precise, and I'm not going to take questions, but last month I sent a letter to the White House requesting a meeting with the President to discuss a serious national security issue that is classified. In response to that letter, a meeting is now scheduled tomorrow on this matter here at the Capitol with the Gang of Four and with the President's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. I will press the administration to take appropriate action, and everybody can be comforted by that. I saw Chairman Turner's statement on the issue, and I want to assure the American people there is no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified. And beyond that, I'm not at liberty to disclose classified information and really can't say much more. But we just want to assure everyone steady hands are at the wheel. We're working on it, and there's no need for alarm.
Okay, so that's, again, a pretty interesting statement that's not really a statement because you can't really say anything. I mean, I get it. I completely get it. But some of this information that we seem to have, again, from those who are requesting anonymity at this point, does raise the stakes to be something that is quite ominous. And why is it ominous? I mean, I think Russia and then, the then Soviet Union during that era were always looking for advantage, always looking to be able to have something in their back pocket or to try to move the needle, again, to their advantage. So that in and of itself is nothing new. But why has this become a much larger issue at this point? I think that's a really, really good question. Because, my friends, as we see what's happening in the world today, we also see that the way that the Biden administration has responded to other issues, primarily in the Middle East, and then also in terms of where China is going, Russia, of course, doing what it's doing in Ukraine. I think that you have some of these bad actors who are looking to see, well, maybe there is an opportunity to do something bigger. And this is one of the reasons why these kinds of things have to transcend our basic political, back and forth here in this country. So we're going to get more information on this, of course. But, when they say no cause for panic, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner calling on President Biden to declassify information relating to a specific foreign threat that Congress had recently been made aware of.
We scheduled a briefing for the four House members of the Gang of Eight tomorrow. That's been on the books. So I am a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly today in advance of a meeting on the books.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he had a planned meeting with Congressman Turner and other congressional leaders later this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson asserts that last week's Justice Department report on President Biden's handling of classified documents indicates his incapacity to lead. The special counsel described Biden as an elderly man with poor memory. Despite demands from Republicans, the White House confirmed that Biden will not undergo a cognitive assessment. And Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, has passed away at 50 following a car accident. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Thursday edition, folks, continues on. And it is good to be here, I'll tell you that much. And we're glad that you're there. And we are traveling across your radio dial here in the wee hours of the morning. And there is always a lot to talk about throughout the wee hours of the morning. And one of the great things about this program, my friends, is that, you know, we get to talk to folks out there right now. They might be driving a big rig. They might be making deliveries. They might be in law enforcement. They might be the first responder profession. They might be working in the hospital tonight, or working a shift somewhere else, perhaps in a warehouse, and you know, doing all kinds of great stuff across America, where everybody else is sleeping, and you guys are out there, and you're making America continue to go in the overnights. And so it's our great pleasure and our great sense of pride to be able to talk with you as we go through the overnight hours. So once again, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And, yeah, we'd like to hear from some first-time callers. That's always fun when we get first-time callers here to the program. And we love our regular callers as well, because this is what we're doing here. I mean, we're building up a great community in the overnights, talking about these really important issues that are facing us And especially with that story we had last segment, we're going to continue, hopefully, to hear more about that. Well, one of the things that we've, of course, have been talking about here in recent days, and this story is not going away, and that is what the heck is happening with Joe Biden. Of course, Joe Biden, has demonstrated just in the last several days, I think, a marked increase in his in whatever condition that he has. You know, some people call it dementia, some others, and so forth. And obviously, we're not able to diagnose him in that sense, but we are able to know when something's wrong, just as if you had a family member who exhibited many of these same issues. At the very least, you would want them to go to the physician, right? And by the way, I don't know if Biden has had his physical yet, but it was supposed to be upcoming, and they said, well, he won't get a cognitive test. And because why? Because he demonstrates every day what he's doing and this kind of stuff, and I'm like, okay. You know, because a cognitive test, my friends, would put all this to rest. You know, it would just settle it, right? At the very least, they could attempt to do that. Now, some people may never accept it, right? But the idea is that the first thing that you would do, the president's suffering from this and such. Okay, show me that test. Okay, and in fact, I'll take that test. I'll take that test in the White House press briefing room, and everybody will be there. I mean, if you were really that indignant about it, don't you think you would say something like that? You know, or at least intimate that, and people go, okay, no, that's fine, Mr. President. But in this day and age, and right now, and because of what we observe, of course, it would be yes, of course. Can we do it tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Right? Well, this from the New York Post. President Biden went ballistic on Special Counsel Robert Hur for allegedly asking about his son Beau's death, but a new report says the question never came up, and Biden himself raised the topic. The 81-year-old president was defending his cognitive abilities when he ripped her during a bellicose press conference Thursday night. That was last week, of course. But Biden's memory appears to have failed him again. There's even a reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? That's a direct quote. Biden fumed in a statement to reporters before taking questions. Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself it wasn't any of their damn business. Again, a direct quote from Joe Biden. Hur's report on Biden's alleged mishandling of classified information said the president's cognitive decline is so perceptible that no jury would convict him for stashing records from his vice presidency and Senate tenure in his Delaware home and at his D.C. office. NBC News reported Wednesday that the president himself brought up his son's 2015 death from brain cancer during 5 hours of questioning on October 8th and 9th, or through October 8th and 9th. It was the president, not her or his team, who first introduced Beau Biden's death, two sources familiar with the Biden interview told the outlet. Biden raised his son's death after being asked about his workflow at a Virginia rental home from 2016 to 2018, the sources said, when a ghostwriter was helping him, that is Biden, write a memoir about losing Beau to brain cancer in 2015, according to the report. The White House did not immediately respond to the Post request for comment. Hur's nearly 400-page report said that Biden presented himself as confused on many points and should not face criminal charges, in part because Biden would likely present himself to a jury as we've now heard many times, of course, a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, unquote. Now, by the way, and I'm not going to try to be super, terribly funny here, but it seems to me that, well, why can't everybody else do that? I mean, is that, we'll let you out of this traffic ticket because you'll probably just go in and present yourself as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. You know, this kind of, I mean, again, it's just, that only works, it only works really, I think, because it would be Joe Biden or a Democrat, but, and you gotta know, of course, that if this had to do with Donald Trump, and they said, well, Donald Trump would just be a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, people would say, doesn't matter. Doesn't just, you know, get him in there and prosecute him and this kind of stuff. I mean, it is interesting, the level of vitriol that does happen these days. But at any rate, Biden, quote, did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended, if it was 2013. When did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began in 2009. Am I still vice president? The report says. He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died in May of 2015. And his memory appeared hazy when describing the Afghanistan debate that was once so important to him. Among other things, he mistakenly said he had, quote, a real difference of opinion with General Carl Eikenberry, when, in fact, Eikenberry was an ally whom Mr. Biden cited approvingly in his Thanksgiving 2009 memo to President Obama. The president ended up compounding questions about his mental fitness when defending himself. Biden declared during his Thursday evening event that, quote, my memory is fine, unquote, before confusing the presidents of Mexico and Egypt. I don't know if some of you have seen some of these memes out there where Egypt is now Mexico on maps that have been, you know, generated. And it's really, again, this is a very, very sad thing. And now, of course, you know, don't you think that, you know, again, if this was Donald Trump or a Republican president who went out and excoriated the special counsel for bringing up this, you know, I understand, arguably a very sensitive and sad subject. Okay, I understand that. But to excoriate them, but then to be found out that, no, it was you who actually brought it up, I think is... really very, very telling, very, very important. And all this does is this does compound more of the problem, more of the issue. And Joe Biden can get this kind of stuff as wrong as he's getting it, including not remembering when he served as president or served as vice president. And again, this is a quite a telling sentence right here. He did not remember even within several years when his son Beau died. And I can't imagine that would be something that would be at all normal. Again, what we're witnessing and what we're seeing is a tragedy in and of itself. But if you're president of the United States and you're dealing with the Middle East and you're dealing with China and you're dealing now with this new emerging issue, this possible, you know, threat from Russia, this is almost a perfect storm, and it is incredibly important to us. I got to tell you, folks, you know, they're burning the midnight oil. They don't know what to do. They don't understand how they're going to get this from point A to point B. But one thing is certain, that Joe Biden continues to show these things more and more. And like I said before, I agree with James Carville. It's not going to get better. So imagine that, agreeing with James Carville on something. All right, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a great song. We'll take a look at the weather. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through and rocketing through this Thursday edition of the program. And I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world. And I do have you to thank for that. That is not lost on me. And I appreciate each and every one of you sticking with the program and being there and also telling your friends about the program. You can share it on social media. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you'll find out more information there. And you can find me on social media, Facebook, also on X as well, formerly Twitter. But I, like I said before, I mean, yeah, when I say it's just X, it's got to be that exact note. It is just X. I don't know. It's more robotic that way or something. I don't know. But at any rate, folks, again, welcome back to the program, Thursday edition. And this is the part of the program, if you're new to the show, where we like to play a great song, keep you going throughout the overnight hours in America. And then we take a look at some of our national weather, see what's coming up in case you are traveling or trucking or whatever it is that you're doing out there across the country. So once again, we also like to get requests. We love to get requests, and we got a great request from Mark in Clearwater, sent me the request earlier today, and he writes in and he says Santana is touring this year, including the Amalie Arena. I think I have that right. It's the Amalie Arena in Tampa. if I'm pronouncing that correctly, coming up on Sunday, we'll give them a plug, Sunday, June 16, 2024, with Counting Crows, who are also pretty cool. But he wrote in and he said he'd like to hear Santana with the Game of Love featuring Michelle Branch. And, yeah, I do remember that song, Mark, and it is pretty cool. It's got a great sound to it. Santana always does. So let's get right into it, shall we? The Game of Love, Santana, featuring Michelle Branch. Of a musician, the headphones come off here in the studio, speakers go up, and I just enjoy it very, very much. All right, so once again, thank you to Mark and Clearwater for this great suggestion. I love to say by request, and that gave me the opportunity to do that this morning. So again, by request from Mark and Clearwater, and that's a great song. And I'll tell you this as well, somebody like Carlos Santana, the caliber of his musicianship, and of course Michelle Branch, absolute wonderful performance there. Where you're hearing Carlos Santana, of course, is on the lead guitar, and he just finds all those little spaces, and that is the cool thing. It's not all over the place. It's right there in the pocket, and that's just a mark of a real top-notch musician who can be creative like that. All right, well, folks, we're going to take a look here real quick. We got a lot of rain and a lot of snow up with our friends in Washington this morning. It's covering a better part of the western part of Washington right now, snow. Listener Joan, good morning, there in Seattle. I'm sure battening down the hatches because it looks like you got rain, maybe moderate rain, and snow all around you as well right now. That rain continuing on down through Tacoma, then becomes rain and snow mixed, heading down Interstate 5 all the way to Portland, Oregon, then raining down towards Salem right now. Richard LaMarine, of course, from his vantage point on the Central Coast, of Oregon this morning also chimed in. Again, earlier we talked about it at the first part of the program, but he said it was 47 degrees and rain, hoping for a better day tomorrow than today. Well, I'm with you, and we got about 2 degrees on you. So it's about 49 degrees where I am right now, Richard, but we got pretty much clear skies. Then we got some more rain down on the southern coast of Oregon, northern coast of California. But this coming outside of Reno right now, coming out I-80 onto the California side, snow. So that means Donner Pass, of course, will be very affected. Then that snow is going to continue on down, looks like all the way down 395, California 395, down through Mammoth Lakes and Central California right now, and those mountains there just to the west of 395, got all kinds of snow, rain through Merced and Fresno, and then down also on California 99 and Interstate 5, just north of Bakersfield right there. And then in Nevada right now, up near Elko and Winnemucca on I-80, we got rain or rain mixed with snow. Salt Lake City, you've got some snow around you as well. Logan, you got snow and rain mixed with snow. Most of southern Idaho, through Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, you've got snow or rain mixed with snow. Snow in the central part of Idaho this morning. And coming out I-90 out of Spokane, you're going to have snow coming across there. But it looks like it's right now on the radar, it's a little bit southeast of Coeur d'Alene. But certainly 4th of July Pass will be impacted by all this. Our friends in Missoula and our friends down in Stevensville this morning, you've got all kinds of snow down towards Hamilton and Darby, heading down U.S. Highway 93, I believe that's what that is. Yeah, U.S. Highway 93. So definitely be careful there because you've got all kinds of snow happening there. And then let's see, over into Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, most of the northern part of Michigan, and also the UP this morning. So if you happen to be in Marquette, Michigan this morning, you've got snow. And I understand it hasn't been snowing as much in that part of the UP recently, but it looks like you're getting a lot of snow right now. Also, central Wisconsin, you've got all kinds of snow happening there right now as well. This is what we're seeing on the radar maps at this point. So just be careful out there, everybody, because obviously, when the winter is it's still with us, pretty good. Even Punxsutawney Phil told us that just recently. So be careful out there. And again, if you have a great idea for a song for us to play for one of our songs, we play in hour number one and hour number two when we take a look at the national weather. Be sure to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and send us your request. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. So once again, folks, it is the Thursday morning edition. We're going to start climbing up here just a moment to the top of the hour where you're going to hear all of your the news updates. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything, basically, and we'll continue with hour number two of the program. Also, and I hope that you can stick around this morning, because in hour number four, the bottom of the hour, that's the 5 o'clock Eastern time hour, so about 5:30 Eastern time, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's with Concerned Veterans for America, and we're going to be talking about what they do to help our vets, also to help our active military in terms of the policies that are being implemented and so forth. Always a great discussion with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And we have a very, very interesting set of topics this morning that he and I are going to go over. And so you don't want to miss that. So, folks, stay with us. As I said, top of the hour news is next. And then we're coming back for hour number two as we continue through this Thursday edition. Thanks for listening. Stay right there. Hour number one in the books. No.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.